Now, an anti-regime protest continues in Bahrain's town of Deraz, outside the residence of top Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem, whose citizenship was revoked on Monday. Hundreds of supporters of the cleric staged a sit-in protest to vent their anger at the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. The demonstrators have pledged to carry on with such rallies. Meanwhile, the United Nations has condemned Manama's move to strip Sheikh Qassem of his citizenship as, quote, unjustified. It also voiced concern over the intensified crackdown on Bahraini dissidents.
Yesterday, Sheikh Isa Qassem, the highest Shia authority in Bahrain, was stripped of his citizenship. He was the latest of at least 250 people who have had their nationalities revoked since July 2014. Given that due process was not followed in any case, it cannot be justified. And given the numbers that we're talking about in Bahrain, I mean, we're talking about a minimum of 250 people who have been deprived of their nationality, but there are some estimates which go much higher than that. Given that, it is clearly unjustified. We're very concerned at this intensified crackdown on the freedoms of expression and association and the right to a nationality.
We urge the Bahraini authorities. The spokeswoman for the UN's human rights chief warned Bahraini authorities that such decisions could further escalate tensions in the country. Ravina Shamdasani urged Manama to end the crackdown on the opposition. Earlier, Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani slammed the move as an inept act that would dash the hopes of peacefully resolving the ongoing political crisis in Bahrain. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps also warned Bahrain that its decision will expedite the ruling family's downfall. The IRGC said such, quote, inhumane acts are against Islamic teachings and international norms. Manama revoked the citizenship of Sheikh Isa Qassem, claiming he's been involved in spreading extremism. Let's speak to Edward Corrigan. He's a human rights attorney, and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, the UN has obviously said that what the Al-Khalifa regime has done in as far as stripping Sheikh Isa Qassem of his citizenship, it goes against his human rights. Do you see it that way too?
Yeah, the UN pointed out that there was no due process followed. There's no appeal process, and it cannot be justified except in the most extreme sort of circumstance, and has to be proportionate. There also is a convention on statelessness and convention for reduction on statelessness, which I would say that Bahrain's going to be in violation of both of those international conventions if they create people who are in fact stateless and have no place to go. It's a very severe attack on an individual to remove their nationality, especially if it's for flimsy political reasons, which I think is the case here. Sheikh Isa Qassem is the leader of the Shia community. He's one of the forces behind the opposition, but he doesn't actually, I think, hold a position, even though he's the moral authority. But they've also arrested a lot of the other leaders of the Wafaq FECAQ party, which was the general secretary of the jail, just extended his sentence for the 9 years. Back in year 2010, they won 18 out of the 40 seats in Bahrain's parliament, but they boycotted the election in 2014 because it was a sham. There was no real attempt at reform. But I think that this possibly was a mistake. They should have increased their support. It's better to have some sort of representation and try to work within the system. And the British government has attacked them for this. Well, you didn't participate in the system, no matter how flawed. Therefore, you're outside of it, so you have to leave with it. But even the United States government and the expressed concern over the removal of nationality from Sheikh Isa Qassem. And when the United States government, which of course has its major naval base there, is concerned, I think it's bad. But this is just part of an ongoing campaign of repression against the Shia majority in Bahrain. It's been going on since February 2011, but it's in resistance or complaining about the fact that the Bahrain government is using increased repression, is making no attempt at reforms, and backed up by the Saudis and given some protection by the Great Britain and also the United States. There is no real chance for reform, but now all the pretense has been stripped away. They banned the party. They are arresting people. Now they're removing nationality. So people now are protesting in massive amounts, but there's also you know, clashes with police, and now there's been bombing attacks. So the violence is an escalation, but primarily due to the lack of any attempt on the part of the Bahrain government to respond to the majority's concerns and to bring in any sort of political reforms.
Right. Now, speaking of that, Mr. Corrigan, when you look at the Bahraini uprising since its onset in 2011, we've seen it take a very peaceful approach towards calling for reforms and then escalating to the demand of the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. And many have said that it has been due to these figureheads like Sheikh Isa Qassem, like Sheikh Ali Salman, who have kept these protest movements as peaceful up until now. Do you think that there is that chance of this snowballing into something more violent now that Sheikh Isa Qassem might be removed from the scene? And would that mean that the Al-Khalifa regime has bitten off more than it can chew?
Well, I would hope that that would be the case, but I think that if there's no opportunity for political reform or dialogue and without some sort of meaningful concessions on the part of the government to respond to a whole series of grievances, massive discrimination against the Shia majority, I think the only alternative is violence. And it's already started, but Saudi Arabia intervened with troops a number of years ago to sort of put down the mass peaceful protests that were occurring. But if you only leave violence as the only option, then the government is creating its own bed, I suppose, because they are denying any sort of pretense of any political dialogue or chance of political reform, which leaves, unfortunately, violence as the only alternative. So I would ask and hope that the Al-Khalifa regime, you know, takes steps to solve the problem, to integrate and at least have dialogue and to stop persecuting the Shias in Bahrain. If not, it's going to be part of this escalation of a war where you've got the Sunnis attacking the Shias in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, and now we're looking at, you know, this is unfortunately the game that's going on, and it's a very dangerous game which pits Muslim against Muslims and will only create an explosive situation in the Middle East and ultimately maybe even destroy the whole area. And that's not in the interest of the Sunni or the Shia or anybody who lives in that part of the world.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation there as it develops. That's Edward Corrigan. He's a human rights attorney, and he's joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, as always.